Okay, even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and it's sometimes why. Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain. Nothing lasts forever, but until they close the curtain, it's him and I, Aquemini.
Hi, so hey, so tell us about you. Tell us everything we need to know. And we won't talk about my hands.
Baby B. Brooks.
Yay.
Baby Delencia Brooks.
I am the... Peace and love. All right.
I am the owner and CEO of Delencia Design and Decor.
I started interior design, going back to school for interior design in 2018. The company I worked for, I was an accountant for 17 years, hated it. Always quit these accounting jobs. So the company went out of business, gave us a nice severance package. I took that, paid for my tuition, went to school, got my degree in interior design. While I was in school for interior design, I looked at the jobs that were available. They're like, well, you need to have 6 years of experience coming out of school in order to get the high paying jobs as an interior designer. I'm like, I just got out of school. Where am I going to get this? So my smart self, I started my company while I was in school. So in 2018, I started Valencia Design and Decor. So fast forward 2021, I graduated. I got 4 years
of experience
because I was getting projects and I learned how to project manage. So everything that we learned in school, I was applying in real life. And all the mistakes, I would go to my professors. Hey, what happened with, you know, my contractor backed out? And what do I do? He was like, next time, get 3-4 contractors, keep them in a roster. And then I was like, how do I get in with some of the trade people? Go and tell them that you're a new company and you'll use their product. And da-da. So I started doing this from 2018 to 2021. The first company I got a job with was California Closets. These are closets that start at like $8,000 and go up.
Yeah, I know California Closets.
I'm not designing. I'm just their admin. So I was like, I don't want to do this either. I don't want to be no admin person. I didn't go to school, get student loans, all this shit. No, thank you. So I left. What made me really become a true entrepreneur and quit it, I was at a sales meeting, the quarterly meeting where they gather everybody into the conference room. I'm going to tell you, this is what we made for the quarter. Look how good we're off the mark. This motherfucker from Austin.
You can say motherfucker.
That fucking is my favorite word.
Bernie Mac, motherfucker shit. Okay.
Fuck is my favorite word,
so
though.
We're in this. This is the arrogance of it all, where I was like, this is where corporate got us all fucked.
You can't say here. Fuck.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so
you can say
on,
motherfucker, but you can't say fuck.
Okay, I understand. So we're sitting there, and he's like, oh, the projected amount was $5 million for this first quarter. We're short. We only made $3.1 million. You know, we fell short of our goal, but I'm sure our new strategy, you guys are going to be able to. I'm like, is this? And something in my head was like, he just scolded them for making them $3.1 million.
Yeah. Right.
And this, he's a VP. Flew in from Australia to tell us.
You wasn't
you
doing
didn't
good
do
enough.
You didn't do enough. I literally was sitting there, was like, oh, no, I'm not coming back. I was like, fuck this. I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah.
And I left and I have not looked back. And it's scary. Nobody helps you when you're a black interior designer because all the white people think you don't have quality.
You don't know what
quality stuff is, and you're not qualified because you're not white, because it's a clique. And what's sad is there's maybe about 7 or 8 black interior designers, and I went to a mixer and I'm watching black people walk in and I get excited because I'm like, oh, I'm not in this white space alone.
Right. When they were working there.
And if I tell you they did me like this,
they looked at you like, mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
And they kept like, oh, no, we can't all be together. And like, if they would say, too many of y'all talking together. What are they talking about? Right. I can't trust her no more.
Right.
I'm like, okay. So
you can only have so much salt. I mean, so much pepper in the salt.
There you go. They're like, okay, that's enough. Y'all congregating. And that's where I'm like, now with my business, what I really want to venture out and do is once I get the funding and God's going to bless it, I want to go to every minority interior designer and architect right out of school and tell them, you work for me now. You go find your product, your project. You can use all of my resources, all of my contractors, all of my electricians, all of my plumbers, everything that I have. You pay me part, you give my business a part of what you contract for, and you can say that you now have the, you can start building up your experience, because no one's going to take a chance on you right out of college.
And you can also let them use some of your resume pieces, so to speak.
Oh,
too.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely. And I'm advocating for them.
Why can't you do that now, though?
Oh, you know what? Because I don't have a lot of projects to share, and I have is resources for them.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to have the projects to share, as long as you have the resources that they need to utilize, whatever.
Yeah.
That's all they need. You know,
you're right.
Yeah, because I don't need your work.
No.
I need your resources.
But when you're fresh out of college in this particular niche, no one wants to take a chance on a new contractor if I don't know you know how to build. All you know how to do is do it on paper.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm bringing the concept in of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you learn technicalities in school. We don't know, if you're a lawyer, you pass the bar, you've never tried an actual case, you done trial cases in school.
And I think that if you can take the bar and you could pass it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should be able to be an attorney. It doesn't matter
immediately.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. Me, you. If you can pass the bar, I think that is the qualification.
Once you pass the bar, you are a licensed attorney.
Right.
By the state, if we didn't go to school.
But who's going to hire you when you don't have a track record?
Right. Right.
And
you
that's
have no
what I'm trying to give them. They'll be like, hey, they work for me. I'm certified in this field as interior design. I have projects that I have a portfolio that I can show you, and I'm bringing them on. So this is a qualified person. They're going to work on your office, you know, or they're going to now take over and do your living room or your recreation center.
So would it be more beneficial, like, because you already have the experience, you have the business, then you bring these junior executives on?
Yeah.
Because that title carries a little weight, too.
It does. Right?
And then you say, okay, well, look, you know what? I just won this bid. Now I'm going to have you as a junior executive go work this bid. I'm
going
to be your project. You come to me with any decisions. You can't. And then that gives them the experience.
Nobody was there for me like that. And that's where I'm trying to fill in that gap for our kids and, you know, the younger ones, because no one took a chance on me. Who took a chance was my friends. It's like, hey, I don't want to pay somebody X amount of dollars.
And they still want a discount from me.
Hello. Right.
And that's what, you know, I did that
with
my...
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do. But you know what?
Even our race of the hookup.
Yeah.
Africans, when they be like, you know, I don't want to pay the full price.
Right.
Neither do I.
But if you
it's full prices over here.
But if you think about how white people will work together and don't even like each other. They'll build $1 billion companies and fucking hate their guts.
That's Mexicans.
Hey, no, but no, white people would do
white
that
people
shit
do it
too, though.
No. They will. But they'll be like, I hate his dad. His dad was a son of a gun.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they built all of downtown Dallas together. My thing is that we don't do that. You know, black people do not do that. We hate each other.
Thank you, bitches.
When you said wave machine, I thought you was talking about something that could repair that catastrophe you call a hairstyle.
Oh, Bucknasty, you are so dark. When you touch yourself, it's like black on black.
We're not FBI, but
Anyway, hey, you know what? Now let's get into
some of these questions.
Let's get into some other stuff. Hey, Blue, you know, I'm gonna ask both y'all this question.
You ever used Tussie?
I have not.
Oh my God.
Y'all remember the Tussie cream where you screw the cap off and dip your finger down in there and write your name up under your arm? All right. You go to school, it'd be up under your fingernail like you got French tips. They'd be like, dog, you got your nails done. No, nigga, that's Tussie.
What's the jar?
Tussie. I just came out of nowhere.
What the fuck is that?
You know what Tussie is?
The deodorant?
Yeah.
You put it in your fingers?
You had to because it was in a jar.
Honey, you took that. Yeah,
put that under your arm. You better put that Tussie on you.
Put that Tussie. That's when
I thought
was
you were talking about
musty.
Rubber Tussie.
No.
Like the.
Oh, Tussie. No.
Tussie.
I'm about to look that shit up.
You better.
So, do they still sell Tussie today?
No. You can't find that Excedrin or Anacin. No, sir.
I'm going to find me some Tussie.
I just bought some Excedrin the other day. What you talking about? Extra scrap.
Yeah. Find Anacin if you want to on this.
Oh, Anacin. Okay.
Anacin.
Yeah.
Thinking of killing. Hey, Blue. Mm. Hey, Z. So,
here comes.
Who do you want to die first, you or your wife?
Well, I have the insurance policy, so in order for my family to be, you know, taken care of and everything, I would If I go first, I'm good with that.
So you want to die before your wife?
I say want to.
Yeah, that's what I asked.
I say want to.
Okay, well, who do you? I said who do you want to go first? I ain't asked you about no
us
insurance
together.
Policy.
We gonna be holding hands.
No, y'all not.
We both
this ain't fucking Titanic.
Whoever Blue's wife is, do not get in the car with him. He has.
I'm the only driver.
He got plans.
That's that Romeo Juliet. Cross
fuck that.
It is not Romeo and Juliet.
What I'm gonna
drive
do?
I'm gonna put some car.
I'm gonna put some water in my vial. I'm like, are you ready, baby?
Mm-mm.
Cheers.
Yeah, I used to.
You know what?
You ain't going yet because I am not going first.
That's,
fuck
that's
that.
A horrible question.
No, it's not. It's a serious question.
It's
do
a
you?
Real question these days. Only because my father-in-law just passed. His wife died in 2015. And me and my husband, we actually did our in-home hospice. I was telling you, we brought him home so he can be with
that's
us.
That's a tough thing right there.
It was. It was. And I loved his dad. His dad was so amazing.
Shout out to your husband. I'm sorry for your loss. If you need anything from a fifth or something, let us know.
Steve Brooks.
We're sorry for your loss.
I hated him in death. But in these last days and stuff, him and I have really been having this conversation about who we want, you know, last rites, what we're gonna do, what you want me to do with your body, what I want you to do with my body. Ain't nobody decapitating, but stop.
I'm just saying.
How in the power station. Listen, you know what? Last time you said like that.
Right, we lost power.
Like
we
this.
Sure did.
I want the
45
head.
45 minutes.
Because
I'm going just for the dictatorship alone of his funeral.
Just to see what it's
just
like.
Just want to see what's going on.
Because I'm going to tell you, I have it in my will. Well, not yet. I'm going to put it in my will.
No, not the skull thing.
That my daughter gets my skull.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's going to want that, sir?
Let me ask you this. How cool would it be if you'd be like, oh, look at that. That's a nice. I mean, you won't say, oh, that's a nice skull. But how cool would that be to be like, yeah, that's my mom. Oh, that's my dad's.
What in the
ashes.
Power of Greystone Skeletor shit are you on exactly? Who am I dealing with? I need to understand.
I would. I'm no joke. No bullshit. I would keep. How cool would that be to have your mama
not,
and your daddy's skull?
Not.
Man,
not,
that shit would be dope as fuck. Who you can't go in nobody's house and they tell you, yeah, that's my parents' skull right there.
And I would quickly leave.
This ain't 1782. Ain't no Indians running around with
me.
Man, that shit would be dope, dog. I'll put it in a light box and everything.
A shadow box for the skull.
Both of them. It had a name. I have a nameplate.
Seriously, gonna be watching you through this whole recording.
But you know what? And
you know he's gonna take and get the skin re-put on it.
No. I wouldn't do that. But see, this is the thing. The other day,
why don't we just taxidermy you if you want your skull there? Just be taxidermy and stand up in the. Listen, they done had them taxidermied and set up at the club. Somebody done hosted their funeral at the club.
Yeah,
why don't you just do that for your daughter then, and then go in the ground and get away? She is done.
Nah.
You want her to come in every day and be like, hey, daddy, and pat your skull? What the hell?
No. You,
what are
that
you
would be
on?
Sweet, though. Kind of like on Apollo. When you rub
no one's going to marry your daughter with a skull in her head.
Yeah, they will. They'll be like.
Stumping a skull, two different things. That's just sick.
Hey, man, look.
That's morbid.
I just think that would be cool. And see, the other
first
day.
Of all, you can't desecrate a body like that. Why not? Why would you chop your own head off? Okay. That means being beheaded.
Okay, but let me. But I'm dead.
Marie Antoinette, nobody wants your head. Why are you doing this?
My body belongs to nobody. My body belongs to nobody.
Ask her if she wanted
this. Yeah, ask her when she
nobody asked me that. But
she just gonna get it. By the way, ma'am, here's your daddy's skull.
Here's your daddy's head.
She gonna be like, why would he give me?
Well, I'm gonna let her know in advance. I'm gonna let her know in advance. Because see, we were talking about it the other day. My mom is buried, right?
Yes.
So the other day we were at the cemetery and we were visiting my mom. And my sister said, man, I really wish that we had cremated mom because I don't come out here that often. You know what I mean?
My stories belong.
What, my story just got started. Motherfucker, I started like half a second ago.
And now you
interrupted, so now the story gonna get longer.
Don't say nothing else about decapitation. Sit there with your cannibalistic issues. Okay?
I don't want to eat them.
Cannibals do that. Stop.
I'm not going to eat it.
You are going to anger.
I want to have it.
Definition of finger food.
Okay, girl. I'm just saying.
So that means you want to go first? I mean, you want him to go first?
Yes.
Me too. I don't want to be dead. I want to outlive everybody. I want you to die before me. I want to speak at your funeral.
Relies a lot on me.
No,
he relies a lot on me. So
it's more of a.
It would be easier if he knew, because he knows I'm a survivor. Like he knows Zadie's good. She's a hustler. She got the same mentality. I kind of got a man's mentality on doing a lot of things anyway. But he allows me to be feminine. Everybody talk about feminine shit. Here we go with the nice speak. No, no. Well, because shit, I'm so wore out with that damn. Ooh.
But what does what does that mean when you say take on a manly thing? Because the thing is, because we talked about this also. What's a manly?
He said, I am not a frail female. Like, he doesn't have to worry if somebody come up. Case in point, and he's always gonna look. Steve, I'm about to tell this story. Okay. So he has a.
We may edit it out.
Well, he likes, you know, we're married, we're in the house, it's just me and him.
Are we boxing? Wrong.
No. Oh. He walked up behind me. I'm out in front with the dog, watching the dog, you know, check her Twitter, her email, her Instagram is a pile of shit. She gonna smell it. That's
I like
Instagram.
That.
So
I like that. I'm about to use that. All right, I'm gonna take the dogs out to go check their email. We'll
so
be back.
I'm watching her. I ain't heard him come through the garage, come out the front door, because he's looking for us in the house. He come out, he do this. I turned around and I caught myself. He was like, oh,
you about
bad.
To knock his ass out.
Second time he do it.
Second time I connected.
He didn't learn the first time.
No, I think he thought I was going to be all right with it.
Steve, come on, man.
Okay, right? Get so I'm in the bathroom. I have my pods in.
Oh,
shit. And I'm turning around, and there's a closet, and I go in the closet that's connected and stuff, and he come up and he grabs my hip, and I turn around, bow, and I got him that time. And he was like,
he still hurt.
Right? And he was like, oh, why would you think? I said, because I'm in the house by myself.
Yeah.
Right. And yep. I didn't know you was there. So
announce yourself.
Yeah.
Please don't do that.
But what if they have dementia, mm-hmm. and you put them in a home,
mm-hmm.
and they, of course, they forget who you are,
Friday
but you still,
again.
You still go visit them every day. You still go visit your wife or your husband every day because you
Monday
love them.
Thursday.
Right. But not Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, I see you Sunday, baby. Who are you talking to? But so they don't know who you are. So you walk in and you see him or you see her holding hands with another woman while you coming to visit him, and then he comes up and says to you, "This is my girlfriend. Who are you?" And you're like, "I'm your wife." Blah 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 blah. How long do you continue to visit that person? Do you
until they go, because the covenant is not broken? I made a covenant.
They don't know.
They don't know.
And they
ain't
gonna know I ain't coming either.
Yeah, they will.
How would they know?
Because dementia comes and goes.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does. You're not.
But I ain't never there.
You're not always in the dementia state.
I have never.
I know somebody.
You don't have compassion for the person you took vows with because they're in a state where they don't know you.
And I've known someone that had dementia.
It is.
I know.
I'm very shallow. I'm very shallow. You got to understand who you mess with.
No,
because I am. I. If you can't
for real, Blue, or is he playing?
No, I'm dead ass serious. I'm dead serious. If you can't,
she's sitting there holding somebody else's hand, one of the orderly's hand.
No. It's somebody else that's staying there with her. You know, he's also admitted into
They've
the place.
They've developed a relationship.
They have developed a relationship. He's sane. He's fine. But she doesn't know. She has dementia. So she thinks that's her boyfriend.
There's actually a movie about that, though.
Is it? Is it really a movie about it?
Yeah. It's called Replacement Life or something like that, where she had her brain. She had a tragic something happened and she lost her memory.
And did he have to tell the story every day about how they met?
Not 51st day.
I ain't gonna tell
that. No. He tried to record her to get her to understand, I'm still married to you. You're still my wife. And she's like, I don't know who you are. And I like this person over here. But he was bound because he's like, I know she don't know me, but I'm gonna make her remember me. It's
that bitch will call the police on you.
Nobody's calling the police on you.
The facility knows that.
Exactly. Who brought her in?
Nah, I would be like,
uh-huh. You're just gonna let her be in dementia, and then the
happy.
Day she wakes up,
she is happy with her.
But when
she wakes up, that y'all call me.
You're not in the dementia moment at all times.
If she woke up and she remembered
like,
me,
you?
I'll
be
gonna
like,
go back.
I'll be like, y'all hit me up. At some point, you are willing to give up on something,
right?
If everything has an expiration date, like I would say, even relationships.
I think marriage should be on a reevaluation every 5 years.
I agree.
Honest. Now, agree. I'm gonna give you that.
I'll say every seven.
Evaluate it.
The kids have nothing to do with your marriage.
Well,
your kids have to do.
No, they don't.
It's but a part of your
part
marriage.
Of it.
It's a part of
but
what
remember,
happened while you were married.
But remember, if you destroy their life, you're destroying your life. You got to be okay with destroying their life because all they know is you and her.
But if you think, but think about it, would you rather your kid? Would you rather Xavier see you and your wife unhappy, fighting all the damn time,
over 18 years
for 18 years, or would you rather him see you happy with somebody else and her happy with someone else
after 18? Yeah,
after 18. Motherfucker, you just had a baby 2 years ago and your ass is 86.
And yeah. I'm 86.
And you 86 and you talking about 18
years?
Well,
if I'm 86, you 87.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, that we look good. Good
as enough.
We look good. With all this heat. All this heat.
Oh my God.
So I got a question when you come back.
Well, go ahead.
We can lighten this shit up.
No, because we're going to go back deep. Because I need to ask you.
Why are you pointing at me like that?
Because I was sitting there.
I want to ask your ass a question.
What about you? What would you do? Would you stay with
Jennifer? I would stay there.
You would, even if you see her with another person?
No, he wouldn't, because all men think about it. Somebody tearing the back out of it.
Yeah, because what if that man fucking her? What if they fucking? Because she ain't got to be old to get dementia. She could get dementia. You go home today and she's like, who the fuck are you?
As long as I ain't catch him fucking. I don't know. She fucking him?
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Do your wife like fucking?
Me?
That's what you think.
When
she get that new boyfriend, she gonna be like,
honey, everybody like a new car. I'm sorry, everybody like to drive a new car a whole lot.
I'm gonna tell you something. I had some upgrades.
I don't care. She know how that gear gonna go in with you. Let me drive a new car, and I don't know how fast. If I tap this pedal, it go real fast.
Everybody like driving
a real new car.
Cause see, you don't really pay attention in the gentleman's corner group that we have. Every once in a while you jump on there, but we were talking about
y'all
this
talk
the other day.
Damn much.
We do. We were talking. I ask a question
like
every
60
day.
60 text messages an hour.
Well, I ask a daily question.
I'm sure you do, man.
So is it okay to be spiritual, or is it okay to be one or the other, religious and not spiritual, but spiritual and not religious? Because I mean, I understand, you know, to believe.
How can you be spiritual and not?
I mean, it's okay to believe, but still live your life.
Define what you consider that, because when somebody says they're religious, I'm like, oh, so you know all of the words, all the phrases, all the stuff.
Right.
You're a quoter. Okay. And you and I talked about this. I'm a spiritual person. Mm. I know I report to somebody other than myself.
But then you have those Bible thumpers, those religious
church.
People.
I'm not in church sitting there talking about, and I hold this position and old pastor.
And that's how I think of religious.
I don't do that because
Yeah, me too.
And that's a ritual thing.
Right. That's
going to church is a ritual thing that we're raised to do.
Right.
Your spirituality for me is my conversation with him because of what I read in that word.
Oh, it says.
So when it says when him and I
privately
talk,
and I'll bless you publicly.
Right.
You don't have to go to church.
And they're like, but one and two together, so God shall be. And I understand that. That's great.
When did Jesus talk to God? Where was he at? Every time he spoke to God.
In the garden by his
By himself.
Okay, well, when did Jesus come? Did Jesus come before cavemen?
That's a good question.
Oh, we had this one before.
Because I
want
to know if Jesus
timeline on stuff.
I do. So if Jesus came after the cavemen, that means that one of the cavemen would have been Jesus, because he was this body that was created by God.
Jesus was not a body created by God.
Jesus was
born just like you and I.
But he was put inside of Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly.
None of this makes any sense to me. I mean, we sit here and we talk about, we spitball religion all the time.
Jesus had a wife.
Jesus did that. He had some kids too.
And there was a second woman in the Garden of Eden.
It was Lilith. Talk about Lilith.
Because we're supposed to have
right now going, I know they ain't blaspheming. They just blaspheming on God.
What's my story? What was my word I came up with last week?
What was it?
When I said it's history.
Oh yeah.
No, it's his story.
It's his story.
See? Well, my thing is that all I'm saying is that I don't understand how if the cavemen did come. And if cavemen did come after Jesus, why do cavemen sound the way they sounded? And if they did come...
Cavemen, I told you, cavemen could have been talking just like me and you.
I know, but we hear them talking about...
Geico commercial. That is not true.
But we don't know what cavemen look like.
That's the way they depicted and they imagined.
These people in the Bible.
I bet this is what they sounded like.
What happened to them? Where did they
looked at their skull and decided their brain must have been too small to have conformed real senses.
I wonder where they skulls at. See, like, what happened to all those bodies? Where are all those bodies?
They're in the core of the earth, and they are gone.
So you mean to tell me that the earth used to be this big and then it just grew around it?
What?
Right, so you send the core.
I'm gonna need you not. I'm gonna need you not to.
Yeah, don't talk no more.
Okay.
Smoke right.
No, I do.
Hey, but listen, smoke so, nothing with no rainbow on it. No more. So let me tasting the rainbow in
the rainbow.
Them ain't skittles. Them ain't skittles.
Them ain't skittles. No, they skid.
Them skids.
Hey, okay. So one of the questions I asked the guys the other day was, yeah. Can you actually turn a friends with benefits relationship into a full blown relationship?
Going to the housewife, the magical trick.
No, kinda. Not friends with benefits.
Not really. Friends with benefits is different than a house and a whole.
Tell me the definition line.
Okay, a friend with a friend. Okay, friends with benefits is just friends, really good friends that fuck.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But can you ever take that friend with benefits and turn them into a real relationship, like
that
boyfriend, girlfriend, or
whatever? Can turn into a relationship.
Why?
I'm talking about the ones. I'm sorry. I was confused. I thought you were talking about the girl from between 10 a.m. and 3 a.m.
Right.
And y'all don't do nothing else but that phone call.
Right. No. This is
her. She can turn him or her. I believe has the foundation to.
There is an emotional attachment.
Right. Because I'm not gonna sit across from you at a dinner table and just. Not like you.
Right. I could 100% turn that shit the fuck off.
It's because you're selfish.
I think so.
It's because you were given everything as a child.
If I want something from you, 9 times out of 10, you want something from me as well. You know what I mean? It may not be the same thing that I'm wanting from you at that time.
It's exchange.
Yeah. So, to me, if I have a friend that I'm fucking.
Yeah.
Why am I going to ever want to be in a relationship with her if I'm already getting what I want?
But that's that girlfriend from 10 to 3 a.m. I'm talking about the one you take to dinner. You're talking about even the one that you take to dinner, go to the movies, go to plays, going out of town, going on vacation and stuff. Spending quality time with this female.
Why would I marry that person?
I told my wife the first date.
I was never a friend.
On the first date, I told her.
You it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so
right, so that's
categories
different.
Then.
But that's different. Like that.
But y'all know who y'all want.
Right.
So, we don't know.
But
that's unfair.
But it's going back to the same thing that I'm asking.
I want that.
As soon as I looked at her, I said, "You'll never find
a forehead like mine." Big head ass motherfucker.
I slap shit out your ass.
I'll
give you a high two.
I'll give you a high one. Yeah. Motherfucker.
But I
don't think that I could go from. I ain't asked for this. My hairline started way back here. You remember how we used to have ducktails?
Oh my God.
Like my hat don't even cover my hair back here.
Yeah, that George Jefferson.
My hat don't even cover the back of my hair where my hair started.
I'm done.
Yeah, that Astrodome, boy.
It's like I've been standing under a shade tree up in this motherfucker.
Headlines.
Got that Stevie Wonder.
You a Stevie. I was saying you a Stevie.
Stevie on that prayer line.
Saluting like this.
Thinking of Stevie Wonder, who in the fuck is taking care of him, dog? I know. They need to go ahead and tell him, man, cut that shit loose.
Let it go.
You seen his mustache? Boy, that's the worst mustache in the world.
I'm telling you.
Somebody just collecting a check on Steve.
Stevie Wonder mustache look like a woman from the 70s.
Baby, it's a Booger Wolf in the back. I can't understand. What
Booger Wolf. I ain't heard that in so long. Booger Wolf. So I want to ask a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Booger Wolf.
No, Booger Wolf.
No. So when we're talking about, you know, different things. Now, when you talk about a woman's toy in the bedroom, why is it like so nasty to say? Because if a man gets a toy, but if a woman gets a toy, it's okay. You know,
what kind of toy
the road? So why is it that the men's toys are so but a woman's toy? It's like,
okay, from what I understand, my homegirls that like that deal with toys, I'm not stimulated or excited by a toy. I'm not. I need the hands. I need the whole gambit. I need the full Monty.
The shebangaboo.
But I want you all to really understand.
Okay.
Put the male ego aside.
Okay.
Y'all don't get it all the time.
Oh, I know.
So, when we get our toy and our pleasure time,
let y'all
have. You know exactly where
Well, why don't y'all tell us exactly what
But what I'm saying is that why is it
daddy
so...
Daddy got it, daddy here, daddy. Can
no.
You know what, that whole daddy shit, I don't...
You running, what you running for?
You ain't running. You say, I ain't running, I'm trying to put you where it's supposed to be.
Okay, sir.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking is that why is
Toy Nancy and...
Why is it like if a man
what
has...
What toy does a man have?
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
They have the flashlight.
You don't
want to
ask it? What toy?
You don't have... Y'all don't... Do y'all have to... Okay, let me ask, because I'm ignorant.
The doll. You got a doll.
Y'all gonna fuck plastic?
Well, that's what they give them. You go to I ain't say we are, but I'm just saying. But what's
oh,
out
that's
there
what they offer
for me? Men, it's like you know the fleshlight, or you can get like the silicone doll. You got a grown
there
doll looking.
Pussy that will make y'all go crazy.
A pocket pussy, but it looked just like a flash.
It's a sleeve, yeah. And y'all put the women in there and.
But
y'all are happy.
I'm about to give
but
me
if,
one now.
But if a it's man a pulls that out,
I'm excited for him because that's less work.
But I don't think that you would pull that out in front of what you made. I think that's only.
But it's
you
okay should. For a woman to pull her toy out.
Would you
let her use her toy in front of you?
Hell yeah!
We'll be having
okay together. Okay,
together. But no, I'm saying. But if I was like yeah, because it's only me, and if I pull out my toy,
alone time for
you can do. What's she gonna be able to do if I got my toy?
She can help you. You don't
how?
Have to. You don't have to. You could just sit there and watch her hold it. I'm gonna get one.
You should.
I'm gonna get one.
It's the pocket sleeve. It's the pussy sleeve. It's the pocket pussy. And
I'm gonna get one.
I'm just talking about how like it's looked upon.
Who looks upon it? I don't think it is. It's a like, relief to us because I don't have to break my wrist.
He got a silicone chick in the closet.
Well, that's
have you seen those?
Well, see, that's weird. Now I don't think that I would buy a whole body. Now
whole body.
Now I would buy a pocket pussy.
They look.
Real,
yeah, they look real, but they also look strange too. I don't mind. I would have a
look strange when they're just sitting like this.
Yeah, I would buy a pocket pussy, but I'm not gonna buy a whole body pussy. I don't need a whole body. All I'm needing is the pussy, right?
I was waiting for him.
You push his ass in the corner.
That's what they do with them dolls.
That's what your ass.
Can you imagine when you walk in and you open a closet and there's a whole person in your closet?
She would get shot. Why are you playing?
Would
y'all y'all
get right, exactly.
Why you shoot my pussy?
Hey, I thought
a bullet in her.
Right, you be like, yeah, my pussy.
Just sexy
to
my pussy.
Thug life.
I'm a gangster right there.
Tattoo thug life across her chest and shit. Shit, we be fucking around, man. That's right, bitch. You like that shit? You like it real? Oh. No, but, hey, but so check it out. So you know how men, right? Like men say, man, I was with this girl. I took her virginity. Blah 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 blah. Women. Would not want to say I took his virginity. Like you wouldn't want to fuck a man, and you'd be like, "This is first time." Would you?
She.
No, I'm not. I know you, but hold on.
No,
I'm asking
about Zadie. Women. Women be like, "Yeah, girl, I took his."
No, Zadie. Would you want to have sex with a man that ain't never had sex with nobody in his life, and you gonna let him in that hole, and he don't know what the fuck he doing?
Now you heard that song by George Michael. The song is called Teacher.
Look, hold on.
What the fuck you think that song is about?
For us to teach a woman, yes.
No,
but
sir. That song is
Zadie,
about that verse.
Zadie,
that song is about her
teaching him. But,
him.
But would you want to take a man's virginity? And he don't know what the fuck he is doing. Ain't never seen a piece of the pussy before.
I do not want to be the first.
Right.
I do not. But
I'm saying right, like I know.
But if it happened,
right.
I was unaware. The fake was good. The fake out was good. I'll say this. Y'all watch porn at early age and stuff. So y'all able to whoever I was with, and I was there first, they faked it really good. And I contributed.
Oh, so you knew. Yeah. I mean, so you did take someone's virginity before?
I think I did.
Okay. You think
unknowingly.
He was like, oh yeah. You like this cock, don't you?
Right.
You better
that's,
not say
yeah,
cock
that's when that's when you know
black. You hear
that's
me?
That's when you know.
Oh my
you know
God,
what?
Am I, you know, it was a whole lot of, am I hurting you? Is it okay? Is this right? And I was like, what's all this Tinder shit?
Right.
And I was like, where's the thugism that I
love? Because
I've always dealt with guys that are taller than me, so I'm used to them be like, hey,
oh, swimming.
Yeah, grab your ass.
But
bring your ass over here.
Now I'm thinking back, I think one individual was probably, it probably was his first time because he was very,
hey man.
He was very concerned. He was very concerned. I know.
Tender love. I know, just shut
he
the
went
fuck
all
up.
The way into young. I mean, God, dang. All right. He had an 80s flashback moment there.
I always do.
Is this part of that senility thing we were talking about?
It's part of his getting on my goddamn nerves thing I be talking about all the time. See, like I just know that a man, yes, we want to.
So
like,
how was your first time? I'm talking about you.
Oh, yeah. I got
How was Well, y'all had your first time. Well, did see, y'all fake it very well. Did she
did
know
we
it was
fake
her?
It?
Did she know that it was y'all's first time, or was y'all first timers together?
Well, no, we weren't. What did so?
My first time, she was older than me.
And what? She knew what she was. She knew she was.
I don't know if she knew it was my first. I was 15.
Did you fake it enough to where she?
But what do you mean in faking?
I mean,
what?
I mean,
okay. Again, y'all watch porn. Y'all know where it's supposed to go. Somewhere.
You know he won't watch porn with me.
I'm not supposed
stop
to.
That shit, and I watched that episode. Don't do that.
Thank why?
You.
Why can't he watch porn
no.
with me?
Why would he want to?
I didn't say he would want to.
It ain't a
but
regular
if I
movie.
Put if I put porn on again, him and I both like fucking, not each other, but we both like fucking. Why can't we? If we watched a football game,
too many men in a bathtub.
Oh no, I ain't doing all
in
that.
A hot tub. This I just same, you see how not. You cringed.
See that's
nasty. The same thing. I couldn't that's wait not. Till you brought this up.
That's nasty.
Blue. First of all y'all in the jet and y'all in the hot tub with shirts off and
I ain't in there doing that.
And,
I ain't doing that.
Then why ask your home will turn on the porn while y'all in the hot tub then?
No.
Well then stop.
I ain't doing all. I ain't getting in the hot tub with you. But
it's the same scenario.
We could sit here and have some porn on.
Don't do that.
No. I mean, we could.
Mm-mm. No,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'll go and plug your TV.
I don't want to go in the hot tub, but okay. I don't like. I don't like.
Why would
plug your TV?
Why would you want him to watch porn with you?
Because I want him. I want him to just be like, "Hey, man, let me show you something right. I watch this." Because I'll tell you about movies that I watch all the time.
That's different. Yeah, if you tell me I'm in my house.
So what if I tell you? What if I tell you about a sex scene I saw on a porn, and I was like, "Dog." This shit was the shit.
And by myself, I'll watch it. Yes,
no,
by myself.
I'll watch it. Look at
that. Tell him the minute that it occurs.
I'm like, look at that.
3.5 minutes. Yeah.
Look at that, dog.
Send it to me. Send it to me. Email me that shit.
Why don't you just say at the 3.56 minute, just watch this shit.
I like seeing his. I like seeing because I like seeing his reactions.
You do shit for shock value.
I do.
You are an instigator.
I'm going to knock the phone out your hand. You're like, dog, why you break my phone? Because I ain't trying to watch this shit with you.
Your dog has a grudge against that hat.
All right. Hey, I done told you about fucking with my hat. I was listening to the radio the other day, right? And there was this woman. She was talking about how she was in a relationship with this guy. And this guy told her that she didn't want to have a baby. All right?
Oh, Lord.
And she ended up getting pregnant. Is he responsible to take care of that baby? Is it still his responsibility? That he told you, I don't want to have a baby. Now you went and got pregnant. I know I was the other half of that, but why weren't you protecting yourself?
Listen.
If I told you I don't want to have a baby and you say, okay,
I'm not having a baby with nobody that's telling me to neither. My face.
Me neither.
I don't want a kid.
Right.
Both of mine are first children for both of their dads.
Right.
So I was asked to give an egg.
Okay.
I was asked by them.
You're by the men?
Yes. You're going to have my child. So I had them.
Okay.
One by my ex-husband.
Did you pay? Did they pay for them?
Oh, they are the best Mr. Moms ever. They've never been on child support.
Right.
That's okay. How good of a fathers they were. I didn't have to put the white man in their life.
Yeah.
Ever. I ain't never had to put the white man in their life.
And that's it. You shouldn't have to. As long as you and your
have
an agreement. And
I explained to them the marriage ended with the first husband, my daughter's father. Divorce, the whole thing. We're going to take it out of check. I said, no, judge, you ain't got to take it out of check. He's going to pay me directly.
Right.
That skirted that. They never had to pay. I call, hey, I'm short. I need such a bet. Peel it off. No right. problem. Hey, I pay for school, this, that. She wants to do cheerleading. Peeled it off. You got her all summer long. Bet. Send her to me. No issues.
Right.
Second child, engaged to him. He's like, I don't want to be a husband. I just want to be. I don't want to be a dad. Well, you're going to be a dad because right. I'm 7 months pregnant.
Too late now.
Brother, right. we about to
But if this. He didn't want to be the dad, is it still his responsibility to it take is. Care of that child? Why, though?
You lay together?
Me, you at No. Again, I'm talking for me.
Well, yeah, no. This is different. Mine, for, this is different
okay,
for Zayda.
The ones, if a guy, and I really am going to push this. If a man seriously tells you, I don't want a child, understand, you don't want that grenade in your life
exactly.
with that child because all he's going to be is a menace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be hard for you to even be a teen to raise this one person that right. is the innocent in this whole scenario.
And that
this
should child, get anything you want.
This child was a product no. because she decided, I don't want to have an abortion, but I want to trap him.
Mm-hmm.
There's something mentally wrong with a woman that's like, oh no, he's going to have a baby with me. There's something wrong with you.
But is you it tell- my... So that means that if someone traps... one of us
yeah
all right excuse me they trap us and say
kill him
Yeah, you gonna get. Wait, first off, somebody
what
come
happened?
To me.
What happened?
If somebody come to me and say they got a baby by me, I'm be like, "You's a lying motherfucker," because my tube's been tied since for 20 years now. Shit, wow. That shit way don't work. If those things connect and a baby come out, that's Jesus.
Now my water's still flowing.
So, so I got to be careful.
Right. So
pow, shooting up the club.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Hey, but they your bullets ain't that fast no more. They more like pow.
But I think that it should be.
What was that Harlem Nights? I'm shooting that little shit.
Only way you're going home is shot, motherfucker. What the hell you think you're doing with that little shit? Stop it! Don't shoot that little motherfucker no more.
It's manipulative for a woman to have a baby with a man
that said he didn't want a baby.
And unfortunately, he can't opt out. I think it needs to be a contractual thing at that point to let him decide. Well, you've made this big decision for both of us. Now here's my stipulations as the man and the father to this. This is what I'm going to do.
But what if he didn't want to do anything? Like, I personally, if you tell me, if I
think abortion should be a joint decision.
Well, abortion.
When it comes to something like if you're both physically able, you know, and you're like, if you're 18 years old, you decide to have sex. He's 18. He decided to have sex. It's not like she was raped or it was forced
right,
upon.
It's a consensual and the transaction
and now
with a child.
She goes, well, I want to keep the baby. But then you want to hold him responsible. Well, I mean, you both should sit and say, okay, well, why do you want to keep the baby?
But that's what I'm saying. The contract should come into play
so
for him.
So tell me why. What are the positives and the negatives? You know, like, let's weigh
maybe
this
it's a
out.
Maybe it's a religious
thing.
It's a religious thing, but then. She don't want to have an abortion.
But they shouldn't have been fucking in the first place.
Exactly.
If
it was a religious thing.
Right.
Right.
He was religious in that ass.
Like they said you was.
Right. Mm. So that's why I don't.
They used to call it hold your penny. They used to tell girls, are you still holding your penny? Because good girls sat with their legs tight.
They could hold a penny in there.
Hold a penny in there.
Right. Yeah, I remember.
And
I've
girls
heard that.
With the gap, they couldn't hold a penny.
Yeah, them girls, I like them girls, them gap girls. But either way, so.
You shopped at the Gap.
Right. Oh, goodness gracious.
I shopped at JC Penney.
You are cornballs.
Hey, dog. There we go. Look at I like that one. That's good. Hey, listen. You just fingered my fingers. That was nasty, dog. Hey.
What's in your cup?
Don't you hate that?
I grew up on the east side of Denver, which if you anybody know, shout out to the east side. 303, east side. You know, 5280 girl all day long.
Yep, that too.
Did you? It came back. 80, it came back.
5280.
You said it came
code
back.
303.
It didn't
east
leave.
East side, Glenarm Street. Y'all know where I'm from. What?
No, we don't. Don't nobody know where you from. Don't nobody in Texas know none of them streets.
None of them. But anybody that's from Denver understand what I'm talking about.
We all like this. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that's a real black side stuff till I get here and everyone's like, why do you sound like a white person? I'm like, I don't sound white.
Yeah, don't I hate that.
I grew up like that.
Yeah. Just because that's you like, speak just because you say your words all the way through, you are now speaking
and
white.
I can be understood. And
why does that make it white? Why is that
why
just not
does
why
that?
Is it just not right?
Right. It's just I speak right. Yo ass, why are you speaking incorrectly?
I mean, I used to get in fights all the time in middle school and high school because,
you know.
Oh, you think you better than us. And,
they used to call me white
what?
Boy. And
well,
all
let me tell you something. Whenever
why?
Someone
come with this white boy ass, then
try it because this ain't scratch black, baby. Oh, this don't scratch all.
When somebody, when someone would say to me, oh, you think you're better than me, I would say, I am. And you know
why? I am.
You think I'm better than you.
Yeah.
If you think that, if you are looking at me and you, and you think that I think I'm better than you, and motherfucker,
exactly.
I am better than you.
Now that I am.
Now, now you need to get
way.
Your
now
little peasant
you
ass away from me.
Damn. Now you yeah, understand.
Thank peasant. You for knowing.
I'm not going to say peasant.
Oh, yeah, you below me now. You beneath me.
Well,
you
therefore thou art thou talking to me.
You fucking peasant.
Get this peasant away from me.
Hey, that's right.
I say.
That's right.
I say.
Hey, do you think that when people get scared, do you think they really do pee on themselves? Have you ever peed
oh,
on
no,
yourself?
I
yes,
have in
yes.
a haunted
really?
House because I don't
like,
play
full,
that.
Full full house. Not full fledged, but.
No, like, but there was a little sprinkle, like, and I was like,
I
it's time to leave.
I almost shit on myself one time. I was so scared.
Baby.
Okay,
man. How you lose your bowels? That's. I don't know, but you can see. You know, Zadie's like
you ain't never been that scared before.
I have never been scared enough to pee myself.
You ain't been in that
and
type
I,
of situation.
I've never,
at all,
I've never,
at all.
Because I was
you
watching
been in
a movie
club when they start shooting.
You ain't never no. had your life threatened.
Like you ain't stood in front of a gun.
Yes, I have.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I know I'm to stand behind a gun. Yeah, I keep a gun.
You'll feel that.
I'm pointed directly at you.
No. You'll feel that. Your bowels will say, hey.
Well, that may be different.
I forgot I was standing in front of a gun. This girl.
Is that when you peed yourself?
A little bit.
So you've done it more than once.
Yeah.
Because you forgot that one. So
yeah. And it was another episode. Denver's different than you think.
No, I know Denver's gangster. Different. No, I know.
Quick said Denver is just like Compton.
Want to be like Compton. No, he said we want to be like. That's because we snatched his ass off that damn stage because he down there throwing up blood signs on the Crip side of town. Oh. And them jokers snatched him straight off the stage and mollywopped him, had him touching everything in that damn stadium and sent his ass to the damn hospital. Mm. So he went home, got slick, and wrote that song, Denver.
Want to be like Compton.
I'm like, no, you Denver. Learn. You
mean,
don't come on.
You mean
on
Compton want to be like Denver?
Don't come on the blue side with that red shit because that's what happens. We don't give a fuck if you get paid you like or not. That. I know it's stupid. It was some dumb shit. I don't believe it's still going on, but it is. My point is.
That shit's stupid, man. No, but peeing on yourself because you were about to say something.
I stepped in front of a gun for my sister because she ran up.
You shouldn't have peed on yourself.
And then you peed
on yourself. That one.
Well, she wasn't going to shoot my sister. So I stepped in front. And the lady had the gun out. She's like, I'm going to shoot her. If she don't leave this house. I was like, she coming to get her husband. What the fuck is you doing? Whoop de woo. And she was like, I'm going to blow her head off. I was like, no, you're not. And she kept trying to. And I was just like, what you want to do? And I ran up on her. And then I just. When she pulled it out, I was like.
Oh, she pulled it out after you.
She pulled it out. She came out of her waistband with it. And she raised it up. And I was. And that's where a little release went.
Oh, I'm telling
you. But then I realized what was going to happen. I was like, oh, no, you can't.
You're like, I ain't going to be having pee on me when they find my body.
And then I got mad about it. So that's when I was like, let's go.
So you fought her with a gun?
Well, here's the saying. Don't pull it out unless you intend to use it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's what the truth. That's what they teach, right?
Yeah, yeah. I never.
Pull it out because anybody, then I'm going to take it from you. Now mm-hmm. Where you at?
Right.
Isn't it illegal to threaten somebody with a weapon?
It sure is.
That's why if you pull it, you use it. So you never peed in that moment.
I've never peed before.
And
you ain't peed on yourself?
No, out of fear.
Out of straight fear.
Never. I've never. And
In a car accident? Nothing?
I've never been in a car accident before.
Man, I'd have been in arguments with my wife and almost shit on myself.
Look, well, your wife will beat your ass. So.
Wait, what you
mother-in-law and your wife? Ooh, that's uncomfortable.
I'm just playing.
Well, see,
you better be. It better be harmonious.
Well, see, the thing is that. Well, see.
Harmonious.
Like I think
Malibu is talking.
The Malibu.
Is that what you're drinking?
I think it's the pineapple juice. I don't think it's the Malibu. It's the pineapple juice that's making it feel like. But no, I've never peed on myself. I was watching this movie and this guy was standing on the edge and he was looking over and then he just started peeing himself because he was so afraid.
Did they tell him to jump?
No, he wasn't even supposed to jump.
Was this
he
was just five heartbeats?
The name is Big Boy, Daddy Fat Saxton, like them Cadillacs. I stay down with these streets, cause these streets is where my folks at. Better know that, some say we pro-black, but we professional. We missed a lot of the shuts.
So I'm gonna ask this question, and if you don't want to answer, you don't have to, but I'm gonna ask my boy. So, you know how we always talk about Dubai? Yeah, to toilet paper. So have you ever finished using the restroom and wiped, and nothing was on the toilet paper?
Yeah.
You have? So yes. Is that just a dry shit? And why do we have dry shits?
Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. I can't answer that question.
But what is a dry shit? I mean, how does it get dry?
It just means that everything is
compacted. Would you eat like a.
Into like the would, perfect rock?
Well.
Oh yeah,
so, right. Well, I'm gonna bring it back. I mean, so, what makes your shit dry?
I don't know.
And
you eat more.
So it would be more.
I keep strawberries, blueberries, and
that makes your poop wet.
Raspberries in the house. Yeah, that does. That makes it more.
It makes it wet.
Yeah. But that means you don't have enough water. You dehydrated. That's why your stool is solid.
Is it? Is that what it means?
That is why your stool is solid.
Oh.
So, but yeah, I've had that, and then follow up with a wet wipe just to ensure, not the drink ensure.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Let's get on to the.
You go ahead. I'm waiting on you.
Well, don't you hate that when people say
I do?
That's I don't mean to interrupt you.
You know what I hate worse than that?
But you just did.
Somebody that apologizes like this. I'm sorry you fucked up.
Oh, that's I do that all the time. It's not.
No, that's turning right back on you. Then
I'm sorry that hurt your feelings.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Where's all the real time. Apology?
And that's you and your
feelings. You're not apologizing.
Because I really never apologize. I don't. Because, you know, and the reason why is because I don't feel sorry for anything I've done. If I did it, I did it. I'm not going to apologize for it. If it was if I'm not going to apologize.
If you got in a wreck, you apologize.
If I got into a wreck.
You didn't mean to do it.
I'm not going to tell you I'm sorry for hitting your car.
You didn't mean to do it.
So? But I'm not going to apologize.
You're going to get out and be like...
No, we gonna get out the car. We gonna exchange
insurance.
We gonna exchange it. Ain't nothing I can do. Me telling you I'm sorry ain't gonna make me not hit your ass. So I'm not my bad.
There's a thing of empathy, you know, and sympathy that you have.
You shouldn't have stopped short. I'm probably some kind of way blaming on you. Especially if I hit you from behind, you stop too fast.
That's because your parents gave you everything. You're still paying.
Well, I will still pay, I'll apologize by my insurance paying you. Okay. I'm not gonna give you. My mom and my dad both told me.
Ever apologize to me by saying I'm sorry you felt that way? I'm going to fist fight you in the middle of the street.
And I'm gonna record it. I'm gonna record it too.
At 3 p.m., you just gonna get. Look at
Miles.
Up.
I'm Miles out here getting
get beat up. Well, I'm like this. Oh,
I'm gonna hey, you up. I'm be help. Like, how
I'm helping. I'm recording it.
I got the video footage.
Right, we going to court.
I'm gonna show your ass how to stick and move. Stick and move. You should right here, dog. You should have
training video.
Move to the right. Deloise and Eddie Murphy again in that alley, baby. I'll be like,
I told you. I'm
gonna shoot your pinky toe.
Next time, I'm gonna kick your ass again.
This, hey, we got to name this whole episode. Got to be Harlem Nights. Yeah, because y'all done brought up Harlem Nights. Always do this movie. I mean, do this.
Quick done accused me of stealing. The only thing I'm
kick your ass.
Only thing I'm stealing is this motherfucker.
Come on, nigga. Come on, nigga. Come on. Bring your ass. Bring your ass.
Me and you got to step out back.
Hey, it was just a misunderstanding.
Uh-uh. No, it ain't. It ain't no misunderstanding. Quick just accused me of stealing. And if you're going to take up for Quick in here, we can all be some fighting motherfuckers in here this evening. Bring your ass, nigga. Bring it on. Come on. Bring your ass. Come on, get up and come on.
Shit. I want to see Quick getting this old bitch ass.
I want to see this too.
Come on, Quick, don't cheat.
All right, bitch, you want to fight? We can fight then. You fat motherfucker, I'm tired of your shit.
Just bring your
ass. I'm going to beat the shit out of your ass. And you, oh, Jesus. Don't hold me, sugar. No, let me go, sugar. Let me go.
Scare them.
Watch your ass.
Stop taking the homie. Don't hold me.
You better watch it, Quick. You fucking with a heavyweight.
I'm gonna. We can ask Zadie. Zadie, check it out. So, do you have some that shit's got to go? It could be anything.
Get on your nerves.
You know, like, I'll give you another example of one of mine that I had in the back
day. Now I'm sitting in my mind is twirling. Like, I have a lot. First of all, I don't like that person anyway. So.
What person?
Like, that's just my, like, I don't like
get out.
Like, I have a whole lot list of things, but now that you ask me, I'm like, well, what's some of the shit I don't like?
Yeah, but let me tell you, one of mine was, you know how whenever you go to somebody's house and you go to use the restroom, and when you go to wash your hands or whatever, and it's that little piece of toothpaste that's stuck on the sink, that shit gotta go. Gotta go.
Oh, what about when people, they have, like, hand soap, like bar soap? Mm-hmm. For you to wash your hands,
right.
But it'd be like real small.
You can't get a good lather like, on it.
And you don't want to use all of it.
No,
so you be like,
you know,
I gotta leave some.
Wash their hands.
Gotta leave some for somebody.
That's trifling.
Okay,
that's
what about this? Another one.
Oh, they don't have nothing for you to dry your hands off. You gotta use a, you know,
a bath
towel.
Give you another one of them. Give you another one.
No, you gotta use a bath towel that they got hung up.
You've done recently. He did it over here. It sounds out of experience.
I gotta use. I'm like, boy, you need to get you some hand towels in that bathroom. Ain't gonna use your bath towel. Exactly.
You need to use your fucking shirt. Don't use my bath towel.
This ain't for drying my hands off of.
Well, my bath towel ain't for you drying your hands
That's
off
why
of.
You leave a hand.
Well, you know, but they clean, so you good. I mean,
did you
okay,
use
what I do have one, mm-hmm. and I know the sister's gonna be mad at me. Uh-oh. But them damn eyelashes that look like fucking butterfly wings and bat wings.
You know, I mean, just be like way up here.
And they constantly what? Doing this shit.
I asked that question the other day.
And I'm like, don't you drive anywhere near me.
Don't take
I know
me nowhere.
Ass can't see.
Looking like Stanley and Mildred. Hey, Mildred.
No,
Mildred.
From the Muppets. Y'all remember that girl, Jan, that was in the band?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she was like the hippie chick.
Yeah. Her. Yeah. I am tired of it.
You
I
know what? That's
tired.
A, you're right. That's
what about Uber drivers? Uber drivers, their cars ain't up to par.
No, I had one of them when we went to the concert.
A suspicious stain on that seat, man, in the back.
No, listen. Listen. No. All the lights were on the dashboard. Yeah, this see? Motherfucker. And then he talking about, give me a good review.
I prayed that I got to my destination.
I'm going
to
tell you, the only thing that was good about this ride is that we fucking made there. It.
Me and my wife have been in the car holding hands before. Like, oh, Lord, we gonna die.
Check engine, Uber. Oil, brake. Little
air,
triangle.
Air triangle. Air, like,
this dude picked up the phone. Was like, hey, do you think my son get a ride home with you? And because, I'm like, wait a minute.
You are an Uber driver.
Uber driver. You don't even know if your kid can get home from practice. Boy, you got to go. You got to go.
Hey, another one of my things was, you know how whenever you, when you warm something up in the microwave,
mm-hmm.
and they put those, or not even warm it up, if your husband tells you that he's going to be late,
mm-hmm.
and you made dinner or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you put a plate in the microwave,
mm-hmm.
and then you put a paper towel on top of it.
Yes.
That paper towel got to go. What's the purpose of that paper towel? What you putting that paper towel on top of?
When he
that
go in and hit start, I don't need none of that splatter shit on the top of my microwave.
What if it's spaghetti?
Oh, that's the worst one. I still don't want
So if you got spaghetti, he going to have
a splatter?
No.
You don't eat spaghetti.
No, I eat spaghetti. So
you
that
warm shit up and put a napkin on top of it.
No, why? What's the purpose of that napkin?
To keep the splatter from the top of the microwave.
Why don't you put little plastic containers that go over it? Or why can't you just wipe that shit off?
Because I get tired of wiping off the splatter. You don't clean the microwave out, do you?
That paper towel got to fucking go.
That sound like toilet bowl shit. You don't like to clean up the splatter.
Why are you dropping turds out that heavy?
You're done.
Your turds sound like this when they hit the bottom.
Ooh.
You're like, damn.
That's you don't need to wipe your ass after that one.
You're right. You sure.
You got that concrete dookie.
Zadie, we appreciate you coming on.
Yes. We barely talked about what you do.
We hope that
we did. We got a little bit of segment.
But you know what? I had a great time. I want to invite you back on. I mean,
I do too.
Please, I would love to.
And I'm
going to
tell you something. It's hard. It's hard to impress. It's hard to impress.
Oh, yeah. Because I'd be like,
I was nervous about you, Blue, like dead ass. I kept telling myself, I hope Mr. Blue likes.
Oh, yeah, she called you Mr. Blue.
I was like, oh, please let Mr. Blue like me. Him and I talked for like an hour one day. Yeah. And I was like, okay, you and I, but I don't know about Mr. Blue.
Yeah,
I don't know,
people, I don't know why they think that about you.
I've been told I'm intimidating.
Why the fuck? Cut that head. That peanut head.
Because you're way over here. And I looked at the episode. I'm like, he's like the one like, come on back.
Yeah.
He get the hook. Like, at the Apollo. He get the hook and bring your ass on back. Because you go way up and be like, I'm a boy. Let me get my boy.
There's power in this dome. I'm
right. At the top.
Wonder working.
Right over at the top. That power
Sing
right at right
the rear. Something to me, Mr. Please.
We ain't finna room. We ain't on none of that shit.
Come on now, Stevie. Shave them dreads off.
Yeah, that's what he done did.
Fix your mustache, Stevie.
The sun, the earth, and she's revolving.
So is your head.
Hey.
Whoa.
So is your hairline, Stevie.
We good. See, you thought
them people ain't caring about you.
No, look, he thought you were talking about him. You see how sensitive he got? He was like, oh.
We're talking about Mr. Stevie Wonder. And those that are taking care of him, you are going to hell letting him keep them dreads.
Now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow. But in passing, we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new.
And then when they said, oh, Miles and Blue have their old podcast too.
We were like, no,
you don't want to talk about our shit.
You don't listen to our shit. We don't have a talk show.
It was all church people.
Thank you for watching A Fist of Sun. We'll see you next week.
Did you know that life is giving love a guarantee to last forever in another day? Just as time knew to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change.